Peter. 2 Peter, of course, is an epistle written by Peter. We know in Luke, you don't have to turn there, but in Luke chapter 22, verse 32, Jesus Christ gave Peter a command. He said, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Peter here turned his back on the Lord and on his fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, but Jesus Christ said, I pray for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, when you turn around from the error of your ways, he said, I want you to strengthen the brethren. And so I believe we have 1 and 2 Peter based on that command that Christ gave to Peter. I want you to notice here, Peter chapter 1, if you will. Peter chapter 1, of course, this is all familiar with us. But Lord willing, I'll try to show you something tonight that would help us in our Christian lives. Look here, 1 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. I want you to notice what the Bible says here about these things. It's mentioned these things over and over and over and over again. Look what it says, if you will. It says here, let me find the right verse to give to you. It says here in verse 5, and besides this, give all diligence, add to your faith. Add to your faith. He's given us a list of things here in the Word of God. And as God gives us a list, we should put the proper emphasis or the proper placements upon the list. We should always start with what God starts first. And he says, add to your faith, and he has given us a list of about 7 things. The first thing we have to have is faith. Now, friend, these things will not help a sinner out in their lives. They might make them a good sinner. It might make them a good moral sinner. But it will not help them in their sinful lives like it would help a Christian. Here the Bible says, add these things to our faith. My friend, first you have to be saved. I hope everyone here tonight is saved. You've trusted in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You're not trusting in a church. You're not trusting in a religion. I'm going to tell you, my friend, there's going to be a lot of Baptist people in hell when this whole thing comes to an end. Because Baptists will not take you to heaven. Being a church of God will not take you to heaven. Being Pentecostal holiness will not take you to heaven. Only by being born again in the precious blood of Jesus Christ will save a soul from eternal damnation. Now, they might be a Baptist. It might be a church of God. It might be a holiness. It might be a Southern Baptist. It might even be somebody that's a Catholic that has placed their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ. They don't know any better. They continue to go to a Catholic church that is teaching them false doctrine. But if anybody places their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and gets born again, I believe they will be in heaven. Now, my friend, when you get born again, God gives you the Holy Spirit. He gives you the Holy Ghost, which leads you and guides you and directs you in your Christian lives. But here God says, once you get saved, once you get born again, add these 7 things into your life. Notice what the first thing is we should add. The Bible says in verse 5, besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. You know what virtue is? Virtue is courage. Virtue is valor. Virtue is boldness in God. Every one of us tonight should have boldness in the Lord because we know what God's capable of doing. We know the Bible says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. When the Bible says, call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. My friend, every born again child of God should have Holy Ghost boldness because we're filled with the Holy Ghost. My friend, it's not about content because all of us have the same Holy Spirit the moment you get saved, but it's about control. Does the Holy Ghost have you? You know, the Bible says in Ephesians, be not drunken with wine, wherein it says, but be filled with the Spirit of God. How many people believe it's a sin to get drunk? Oh, I do. I believe it's a sin to get drunk. I believe it's a sin to take a casual drink. I believe it's a sin to drink too much NyQuil just to get that good old feeling. I believe it's a sin to get drunk, and you do too. I also believe it's a sin not to be filled with the Spirit of God. Because he said, be not drunken with wine, but be filled with the Spirit of God. So, my friend, not getting drunk is the same kind of sin as not being filled with the Spirit of God. But we ought to have virtue. Ought to have virtue in our lives, boldness in our lives. Stand up and talk for the Lord. Speak out for Christ. My friend, we shouldn't cower down. We shouldn't have some kind of spaghetti noodle backbone. We should have a yellow streak running all the way up our backside when it comes to talk about Jesus Christ. If your favorite football team won the Super Bowl, you'll talk about that. If your favorite baseball team won the major leagues, we'll talk about that. My friend, if your favorite wrestler won the heavyweight champion belt, you'll talk about that. Well, why don't we talk about God Almighty, the one that saved our